Welcome back to the Chicks on the Right Show. We're the Chicks. I'm Mock.
I am Daisy. Hello.
Producer Matt is here. And it is Screaming Goat Disco Friday.
Yay!
Love it. So, C. Stephen Tucker, our know-it-all Obamacare expert and licensed insurance broker, he's joining us on the Singer Financial Group Newsmaker Hotline because he has the new information on all of the illegal aliens that are getting Obamacare.
Ruh-roh.
C. Stephen, what is the scoop? What's the latest? Why is this happening?
Well, the latest is that, remember during the first day of the union speech when Joe Wilson said, "You lie," to Barack Obama?
Oh, yes.
Yes, and it made his left arm coincidentally go limp because he said that illegals would not be covered under Obamacare.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It turns out that Wilson was right, and Barack Obama did lie.
Oh, my gosh. He lied? No way.
I know. Shocker, right?
I can't believe this.
There is a lot of illegals, unfortunately, who are not only getting Obamacare-approved health insurance, but it's being subsidized by the taxpayer.
Lovely.
Yeah, and that's because, of course, the disastrous rollout of the healthcare.gov website, they weren't exactly verifying anybody's residency status.
Or income. They weren't verifying anything.
That's right, yeah. So now, you know, many months later, we're, you know, going into the fall, they decided to do a little verification. And what they found out is there's about 115,000 people who are about to lose their health insurance because they applied, even though that they were here illegally.
Oh, my gosh. So I can't even imagine the paperwork that would be needed to, like, undo those paid claims and all that stuff.
Yes, I don't even think about the paperwork. I think about the taxpayer-funded dollars to pay the people to do the paperwork.
Oh, my
God. That's what I think about, yes.
Wow.
So they have until the end of this month to actually respond to healthcare.gov and say that they are here legally or they're going to lose their coverage on the 30th of this month.
Wow.
So that's a good thing. And then if they can actually come up with citizenship papers or a resident visa or prove that they are, quote, lawfully present here, then they'll give them a special enrollment period and they can apply to get their health insurance back. So that's the first wave of verification. The other wave of verification are all the people who might have fudged just a little bit on their actual income.
Uh-oh. And people like, no, people did this too?
No, nobody would lie about that.
I know. Why would they do that? I know.
No. Yeah. So
you mean in order to get the subsidies, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Get a bigger subsidy.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, because remember, whatever kind of advanced premium tax credit you get, which is what they call the subsidy to lower the premium, if it's not actually what you should have gotten when your taxes are actually filed the following year, you have to pay all that back to the IRS.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. So they're going to get a nice little wake-up call. Most people who got a subsidy on the exchange, now we're talking about people who are here legally, right? Those people have gotten a document from healthcare.gov and from their health insurance company asking them to verify what their actual income is. If they don't verify what their actual income is, by next month, they're actually going to pay, shudder, wait for it, the actual premium for the health insurance. What it actually costs. Yes.
So wait, if they don't report it?
If they don't actually prove what their income they said was back in during the first open enrollment period, which is, you know, January, February, March, et cetera, then they have to actually pay the actual health insurance premium.
Okay.
Then bam, they're going to get hit. Yeah.
Wow.
They're going to get hit. Yes. And as you know, the actual health insurance premium for Obamacare-approved health insurance is much higher than it was before Obamacare.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is that all those people will be like, I don't want to pay that, so I'm just going to drop the coverage, and then they'll just pay a fine at tax time, and we'll be right back where we started with the same number of people not being covered.
That's correct. That's correct. And we're talking 279,000 households, so more than a quarter million households, affecting 363,000 people.
What a complete waste of time and money this whole thing has been.
This is a huge cluster.
Yes, it is.
This is what this is.
For you.
You don't have to finish it because we're on the air. But that's what it is.
Gosh.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Great. Yep.
Lawlessness. and cluster.
So what else is going on, C. Stephen?
Well, I'm excited, very excited, because more and more people are talking about Dr. Overroy's alternative to Obamacare.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes, because we talked about it last time I was on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are digging through it and looking at it and saying, yeah, I think I would like to save $8 trillion over the next 30 years and insure 21 million more people than Obamacare.
That sounds like a good option.
So, but when you say people, when you say that people are looking at it and saying these things, do you mean people that can actually make a difference?
Like just Republicans, or do you mean some Democrats too?
Both.
Wow.
And kudos to Dr. Roy, because he's actually engaging with our friends on the left, those who have been heretofore diametrically opposed to anything Republicans have offered, and actually engaging on the topics of what the plan does. And I think the people on the left are interested because it really does help the poor, the people who need health care the most vulnerable in our society.
Yeah.
He really reforms Medicaid and allows people who are on Medicaid now to have a 96% higher chance of actually seeing a doctor.
Look at that.
That is so awesome.
See, helping the poor.
Look at that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So anybody who says conservatives are not compassionate need to read the Universal Exchange Plan from Dr. Ulrich Roy, because it really is an intelligent alternative to Obamacare that actually insures people and helps the poor. That's really the goal.
Wow. Well, good for him for getting it in front of Democrats and making some headway there.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Yeah, yeah, because that would be so awesome if there was an alternative. Gosh.
Yeah. And we need one, ladies, because remember, by the beginning of 2016, the old taxpayer subsidies for health insurance companies dry up.
Yeah.
And those health insurance companies are going to say, you know what, if I'm taking this kind of risk and I'm not going to get a taxpayer bailout, we're out of here. We're pulling out of the exchanges. We're pulling our products out of the market. We better have something on the table ready to go by that time.
And that is right around the corner.
Yes.
I mean, it's just staring us in the face. So, we got to get our proverbial crap together.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. All right. See, Stephen, thank you so much. So nice to
talk
to you.
Thank you, ladies.
We'll talk again soon.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.